I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. You have to be able to see both ways. There's no question Marcus Aurelius had a cynical eye. This was deliberate. He looked out over a feast and ignored the culinary temptations to notice the dead body of a fish. This is the dead body of a bird or a pig, he said. He tried to strip things of the legend that encrust them, to get to the raw truth and conquer his appetites and his urges in the process. This sort of cynical equanimity is an important part of Stoicism. Cultivating this ability allows us to see things for what they really are, to see reality, while others remain distracted by glittering mirages. It allows us to focus on what really matters. It would also be incomplete, however, to think that this was the only lens through which the Stoics view the world. Marcus Aurelius also had a poetic eye, and this too was deliberate. He looked out over a field and saw the way grain bent low under its own weight. He noticed the brow of the lion, even with a pig, perhaps the same one he would later dismiss when it was cooked up, he found beauty in the flecks of foam on its mouth. This poeticism is also a part of Stoicism. Cultivating this ability allows us to find beauty even in adversity and darkness. It allows us to find pleasure even in the simplest moments. It is what really matters. You must cultivate both these skills, because to see the world in only one way or the other is to be willfully blind. Hey, it's Ryan. As you know, these are really short episodes. I think it's about packing as much as possible into every punch, and we've been trying our hand at TikTok doing these short 60-second inspired clips. I'm Ryan_Holiday, and Daily Stoic is Daily_Stoic. Check it out for some quick Stoic hits every single day. Follow us on TikTok. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.